VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A Syrian national wounded four children and an adult in a knife attack in a park in southeastern French town of Annecy on Thursday, police said. They say some victims are critically ill in the hospital. The attacker was a Syrian national with legal refugee status in France, a police officer told Reuters. He was not known to security agencies and his motives were unclear, an investigative source said. French lawmakers learned of the attack during their session. The National Assembly president invited people to respect 1 minute of silence for the families and those who have been injured. Hazardous smoke from wildfires continues to hang over millions in the U.S. and Canada. At a news conference Wednesday, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that poor air quality from hundreds of wildfires is disrupting the lives of millions.
I want to recognize the air quality statements that have been issued by Environment Canada because of wildfire smoke. People across the country are being affected. We're seeing vulnerable people at risk, outdoor events canceled, kids having to be kept inside at recess.
Audio courtesy of CTV. More than 400 blazes burning across Canada have left 20,000 people displaced. The White House says Russia's 15-month-old invasion of Ukraine will be top of mind when U.S. President Joe Biden hosts British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the Oval Office Thursday. At a news conference Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Russia's invasion will be a key topic.
As you know, the NATO alliance has been strengthened because of the president's leadership, and so of course Ukraine and Russia will be top of mind and discussed.
This is Prime Minister Sunak's first visit to the White House as British leader. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said.